Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Some have described our society as increasingly violent, but one only has to turn to the Old Testament scriptures to discover that this type of violence has been occurring from the very beginning of man's existence. The saga of man's journey through time had only just begun when Cain slew his brother in a fit of religious jealousy. We see both the armies of the heathen and those of Israel wreaking carnage upon all who stood in their path. No distinction was made between man, woman, child, or beast as they slaughtered all who moved. So violence of this type is nothing new. It's just the manifestation of sin's awful curse upon men. But violence is not always to be associated with the shedding of blood in acts of destruction. Neither is it always to be looked upon negatively. Some of the definitions used by Webster for violence are vehement feeling or expression, fervor, marked by extreme force or sudden intense activity, extreme, intense, not natural, emotionally agitated. The Lord Jesus spoke of such violence when he said, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." The violence described by the Lord is a good thing, and actually describes the manner in which his children strive to enter the kingdom of heaven. The salvation of God's people is that which is marked out before their birth, paid for and accomplished by the righteousness and shed blood of the Savior, and then brought to pass in time by the effectual call of the Holy Spirit. This is all accomplished without their aid or consent. Yet the Lord Jesus is speaking about God's children entering into the kingdom of heaven in an active sense, which involves their desire and will. Men cannot determine their election by climbing a ladder to heaven and perusing the pages of the Lamb's Book of Life, but they can experience its reality by a work wrought in them by the Holy Spirit. Repentance and faith are both gifts from God that are manifested actively and can be seen and felt in his children in a real way. A man does not have to wait until death to experience the blessings of eternal life, nor does he have to enter heaven to taste of heavenly things. We are not the children of darkness. In the modern concept of salvation, men are seen as supplying a part which God himself is either unable or unwilling to supply. Salvation is presented as something men can more or less acquire for themselves by giving their assent and agreement and letting God come into their hearts. This is a concept which is totally foreign to the scripture, yet it has been and is being proclaimed far and wide as the gospel. The great evangelistic ministries of the last century have reduced entering the kingdom of heaven into a simple formula which, if any man agrees to, he is assured of salvation. The description which the Lord gives of taking, that is, entering, the kingdom by force is one which is in contrast to a simple agreement to some terms. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." When a man experiences the quickening and conviction of the Holy Ghost, he becomes acquainted with his own wickedness and inability to help himself. He becomes as the publican who cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." When he hears the gospel preached, he is then as blind Bartimaeus, of whom we read, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" Just as nothing could deter the blind beggar from calling out until he was heard, an awakened sinner will cry out unto the Lord for mercy. Knowing his need to be so great and the capability of the Savior so complete that he must seek him, he can choose no other course of action. When Peter preached Christ on the day of Pentecost, men were smitten in their hearts and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" When the Philippian jailer was convicted as he faced certain death, he fell down at Paul and Silas' feet and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" These men violently sought the kingdom of heaven. They weren't looking for a card to sign, an aisle to walk down, or a canned prayer to pray. They needed a Savior, and nothing would deter them from that quest, and nothing else could comfort them. Nobody needed to plead with them to do anything. They were intently and fervently seeking a remedy for the need of their very souls. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Have you violently sought the Lord Jesus Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.